Blog Talk Radio.
Just the guitar, okay, cool.
Welcome to the show. I am your hostess, Imajade. I have my co-host on the line, Keisha Taylor. Yep, that's her new name. If y'all haven't been listening, that's her name now, going forward, point blank period, as we wait for other people to show up. Y'all want to see a dead body? I see him looking at Dre, dead to the world. See him looking
Lord.
At him. Dead. And you
oh,
see
Lord.
How loud I'm talking. Hey, little nigga,
oh,
what's
Lord.
Up? Hello.
Oh, Lord.
Dre.
Oh, goodness.
This nigga dead. He did it. Somebody killed him.
Oh, no.
Somebody killed him. Oh, Lord. Oh, well. So, yeah, we're here. And tonight's drink is going to be brought to you. I think I'm going to drink some wine tonight. I don't think I'm going to Jack Daniel it because I've had Jack Daniel's in my spirit all this week. So I'm going to drink some pink Moscato with hints of peach and raspberry. So this is going to be interesting because this is a new wine that we had inside the store. So I think that's going to happen.
Oh, that sounds snazzy. Sounds very snazzy. I love it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
As I'm also trying to see if you're going to eat because a bitch is hungry.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Girl, I hate working nights. I be hungry when I get home.
Yeah, that'll throw off your little dinner schedule and everything. It's showing up real. It will throw it off.
Yeah, I be hungry when I get in here.
That's how I used to feel when
I
came in.
Eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate eating after a certain hour, so it's like, so now I gotta stay up so we'll let that shit settle and not be. Because if I don't. What is this? What is this? Text? What is this? I'm gonna throw my phone. Listen. Oh, somebody was responding to my story. But if I lay down after eating, I feel like crap the next day. Like, I feel like trash. And I don't like doing that. So that's why a lot of times nowadays, I'm up to like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning doing homework and shit. Let's try to wake up this dead body again. You, hey, it woke up. Hey, Dre, welcome to the,
Okay. Well, hello, Sleepyhead. So how nice of you to join us. Look at you. Waking up.
Talking about some, like we messed up his sleep. You should have took that nap earlier.
Actually, I did.
Well, I don't understand sleep. I don't speak that language.
I said, actually, I did take it earlier.
But nigga, you,
I went to sleep like 7.
Oh, so he that wasn't even a nap. That was like he was out here dead. Talking about he went to sleep at 7.
I went to sleep at 7. Then I woke up because Shaquem was DJing. And I was trying to watch that, and I went right back to sleep because the phone fell on my face.
Lord.
Phone fell on your face.
Yeah. What wrong?
That's, I just sent a message to see if Ronald was coming in.
He better get up. I'm woke, damn it. He better wake the hell up.
Oh, Lord.
I can deal with y'all two by myself.
Excuse
what?
Me? Okay, we are nothing but... What?
Wait a minute. What happened to Victor?
She can't talk. She ain't got no voice.
Remember, she on the stick and shut in list. Stop trying to be funny. You know she on the stick and shut in list.
Been posting them damn thirst trap pictures all week with the little with the mirror backdrop trying to poke her ass out. And then she ain't got no damn.
Oh,
her
ass
out.
I can't. Oh man, I can't.
Walking around the goddamn house trying to be sexy, trying to be sexy.
The fuck? Okay. Oh, thank y'all. But
we don't want
to vote. Thank y'all. What's that like?
Yeah, it sounded like Weezy. Look at that, threatening her boyfriend. I'm going to kill these bitches.
Lord.
That's what she is. It sounded like Weezy trying to say what the fuck.
Lord.
What trying to sound sexy?
That's what you do. You trying to sound sexy.
You can't sound sexy. I can't open this. Wait a minute. I'm struggling.
Just y'all didn't see the pictures he posted.
I saw him. I saw him. I thought she was just feeling like she was having a good day.
Keisha, what you doing with another page? You ready for the police?
No.
What
happened was that I decided to clean up my social media because I'm sad because I'm almost pretty certain that I won't be going back to my job at the arena because of this whole Rona thing. So I decided to clean up my social media because now apparently what the new thing now is that people are actually looking through your social media. So I had to clean it up a little bit because everybody know I don't like Captain Dumbass, and there's a lot of slander on my page about Captain Dumbass. So, yeah, I had to clean it up.
Yeah, I got into it today early. One of my homeboys I graduated from. He seen why I posted the thing. He's talking about, you do know Trump was just joking. I was like, get the fuck off my page. Joke that.
Oh, God.
Talking about he was joking.
I honestly don't think he was playing. And then also, I really do feel like, it's about to be, It's going to be a couple of them them vanilla people, and they're going to do some stupid shit. I feel it. Some of them.
And, We just gonna be sitting around waiting for the damn shit. That's what we're gonna be doing. So tonight, I was trying to wait on Ronald. But I still don't see him, and it doesn't look like, oh, I haven't checked the inbox yet. But tonight we are checking in on the folk who are in relationship during the Rona. And we're trying to see if y'all okay. What y'all doing? Are y'all still like each other? Because some of y'all didn't like each other before the Rona. I know for damn sure you probably don't like each other. Now that you got to spend all day, every day together. So.
Yeah, no.
Some of them
ain't doing too good. Mm-mm. I've been seeing it on my timeline. Honey. It's bad out here. They can't leave the house. They can't go see their side person. The side person mad because they stuck in the house. And they ain't got no money because the other person was taking care of them. Sure.
Now that's shit for your ass right there.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have 2 forks? Why, God? That's a fat piece of shit. Why do I have 2 forks? But, yeah, because one of my friends, they're like, yo, look, I need to get out of this fucking house. I'm sick of being in this goddamn house. They making life choices and shit out here, and they not okay. They not. Some people are okay. Some people are not okay. I do have some very happy people on my Facebook page who are happy. They like they mate. They good. But I also got some that ain't so happy.
They about 2 hours away from going to jail. I got a couple friends on mine. They about 2 hours away from going to jail. I said, now is not the time to be cutting up and getting arrested, because you ain't never going to see no jail. You stuck in there until the Rona go away. And we don't know when that's going to be. You better sit down and shut up. Go on and get you a body pillow. You better go on and lay down on that couch and cool out. That's the only solution I got for you, baby. Go get you a body pillow and go lay on the couch. You'll be all right.
That's the solution right there.
Mm-hmm. Or better yet, go get your body pillow and go sleep in the baby room.
Hey,
you can do that too.
The baby's room.
Go sleep in the baby room. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Because you're acting like a baby.
Okay. Go on
in there. I'm acting like a baby.
They fighting in there. They fighting over food and stuff. I said, child. And one of my friends, honey, she done went. She said, no, I'm not going to do this with you. She sent him in the mail, nonetheless, in the mail. She sent the divorce papers through the mail. Honey, they still live in the same house. They still. So imagine.
You're savage.
Imagine you going like, all right, I'm going to go get some fresh air. Oh, okay, I see there's mail in the mailbox. I'm going to go get the mail. And then you open, like, it's addressed to you. And you open the mail, and it's divorce papers. Nigga, I'm in the house with you. You couldn't have told me you was unhappy? I don't know. I don't know if she filed them before the Rona, but he got them recently.
Dang, brother.
And they still in the same house. He ain't leaving and she ain't leaving. So now they in the house playing games. What's that movie with it's Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston, The Breakup. They in the house like it's The Breakup. They in there playing games.
Mm-mm.
Neither one of them want to leave the house. No. I said, first of all, you lucky. You lucky that he's still trying to be cordial. Since like you served him divorce papers while y'all both in the same house, and you didn't even tell the child you was unhappy, girl. You lucky.
I think that's what people.
He letting your ass live. You lucky he letting
right.
your ass live.
I think
because all it takes.
That's
all
what
it
I
takes
think
is
people.
It takes 3 drops of bleach, girl. 3 drops of bleach, okay? You better.
3 drops of bleach.
You better leave that man alone.
Wait a minute. What are we 3 drops of bleaching stuff for?
Oh no, 3 drops. You drink 3 drops of bleach. That'll give you intestinal problems for your life. Your whole life. You got to be on a little baggie. Mhm.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
First of all, and I feel the judgment radiating out of the phone. First of all, don't ask me why I know that. Okay.
Just mind your business.
Just mind your business.
But you said it. How you gonna tell me to mind my business? But you said it.
Mind your business. Don't worry about
it.
Okay. But anywho, I told her, I said, you can't be playing with that man. Like, you both of y'all still in the house. Like, you can't be playing with that man. Like, I'm 100% certain that man is actually her, cause he be putting up with her bullshit. You know what I mean? Like he be
that's
putting up with her.
But
your ass is, yeah. So for her ass to serve him
okay.
divorce papers and then didn't even say nothing, girl, you lucky. You lucky.
It's so, well, I got questions because if he putting up with her bullshit, is she cheating on him?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of, but she is 150% a part of the Petty Betty Club.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she's definitely
are you ready
one
to
of them.
In? You know, Ron be needing 10 minutes before he come in.
Like, she real,
yes,
like, she nice. Real, real petty. So, like, if they get into an argument or whatever and she cook dinner, like, she'll make enough for her and not for him.
Oh,
like,
man.
That type of petty. Yeah, she that type of petty.
Do they have kids?
They have kids outside of each other, but not with each other.
He might as well just go ahead and sign the papers, go about his business.
But here's the problem. Where he going? That's what I'm saying. Like, you
he
went through all of that trouble. And he ain't got nothing. Like, they can't nobody go nowhere. What apartment he getting? Ain't nobody showing no apartment. Ain't nobody showing no houses.
Tour.
Okay, that's the thing. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. See, I ain't looking.
Yeah.
I ain't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Mhm. So, okay. Go ahead and sign in paper, and go ahead and leave that girl by herself. Anybody?
Yeah.
Mhm.
It's not that, to me, he's not a bad guy. He's not a guy I would go after. Like, he's not a guy that I'd be like, oh. But, I mean, he's not a bad dude, you know? He don't be, like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't out here in the streets, like, can't nobody, like, and he can't go outside and all the chicks be all up on him. She ain't never had to fight another chick over him, so.
Reason being, he might love her all stinking ass.
Yeah, he do. He do, unfortunately. I told her, I said, when this whole Roman thing over,
right.
I told her, I said, you got something wicked coming your way, sis. That karma coming for that ass real quick. It's going to be bad, too.
She just wants some freedom during the drama.
She gonna get some bad karma behind that mess. You divorcing somebody during a damn pandemic. All right, Joe.
I'm done.
But who let you file the paper?
I don't know.
That's
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't have all the full details. And she was acting real funny with all the details. But I was like, how the fuck did this even come about? Like, what lawyer's office you went to?
I mean, they're open. Because
yeah.
They're considered to be essential. But, ma'am, you had to go down to the magistrate, had to be done. That, come on.
Yeah, this was something in the making. So I don't know if he just, like, I don't know the time frame. I don't know how long it takes to file for divorce. But he just, I want to say, what's today? The 24th. I want to say he got them papers maybe about, like, 2 weeks ago.
So I'm guessing she's in New Jersey. Does New Jersey have a separation thing? Like, I know in North Carolina, you have to be physically separated for a year before you can file for divorce.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't even know. Let me Google that. Hold on.
Off the top of my head, I'm going to say New Jersey doesn't have that because that is some real Bo Luke and Daisy Duke shit. That's some real fucking Bible Belt shit right there. I was assuming that New Jersey is a bit too far north to subscribe to some hick-ass laws such as that. But I could be wrong.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on. Now, all
oh,
I
shit.
Did was Google New Jersey divorce laws, and this little site came up, and it said for the best price of $139, you could go ahead and get divorced. Now, it said it's uncontested divorce process seamless and straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know
the
location of your spouse? Can you and your spouse agree to the division of property, debts, and all child-related issues?
Wow. Well, she paid her $139. Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. And you can do this whole thing online. And it say if the case is simple and uncontested, New Jersey.
So, in other words, if y'all sick of each other and ain't got shit, y'all can do this right online.
Yes, basically, yes.
How about that?
Wow.
Okay, here we go.
Wow.
Now, here's what this little site do. It say, the simple steps of filing for a divorce with NewJerseyOnlineDivorce.com. Take the simple questionnaire, divorce forms are custom generated for you to print out, or we'll mail them to you. File the documents with your local court clerk. The judge will complete your divorce by reviewing the divorce agreement and signing the judgment.
Light and easy.
Wow. That's all I have for that.
Wait a minute. This one, $2 cheaper. Okay.
I'm fucking done with you. I'm done.
Yo.
I don't want to
the other day, I'm having a conversation with, listen, Ron, the other day I'm having a conversation with these crazy fans right here who's talking about the $2, right? So we've been shopping online, and we've been talking, like, in our own private little conversation, we've been talking about our shopping problems. So this clown said first, I spent $69. I said, oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. Tanisha comes back. She said, no, it was $68.99. I said, well, that penny count. What the? Like, she is stabbed
right.
Penny. You hear me?
Listen. Okay? Listen. Don't. That penny, I just wanted you to know. It was $68.99. It wasn't $69. It's been $68. That's how I got to negotiate with Mark. I'd be like, no, I did not spend $83. I spent $82.93. Okay, so just let me be great. He don't be hearing me, though. He'd be mad.
See, me at that point, I go in my pocket. I pull out 7 fucking pennies and I throw them at you one by one. Here go your motherfucking change. Now it's $80,
girl.
Nigga. Now it's not $79.92 no more.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, what? Down for the penny. She was going to pay. She was going to get it down to that penny.
Yeah.
To the penny.
I'll be having, sometimes I'll be having to explain myself. I have to explain myself. Like, I've been home a lot, and Amazon's been my friend, and I'll be having to explain myself. Like, listen.
I go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I needed it, and I'm going to tell you why. But I did find it for a decent price. And he just looked at me. He just looked at me.
Then this must be a confession period because I get boxes of shit every day. Just about. Yeah. I got something today. You remember that package I was telling you that was bouncing around Europe, the second one?
Oh, yes. It was having big fun.
Well, it got big, so pull my packages was bouncing around Europe, just having big fun. Just out here, just out there with the races, having big fun. So one got here yesterday. Okay. I was like, oh, okay, this is the first package that I ordered from them. The second one came today. I opened it up. I was like, did I order this dress? I had to go back and look at my order and be like, yeah, I fucking ordered this shit. I don't know. I didn't. The dress is cute, though. Don't get me wrong. It's cute. It's cute for, like, a nice brunch or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really, really cute. And I was like, yo, I did order this shit. Oh, wow. Okay. That's fine. Hang this up in the closet because I tried it on. And it fit perfectly. Thanks. So, yeah. But I got another package out there because peer pressure over here. It's like, yeah, you should get it.
Who?
Wait.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Girl, show all your titties. Okay. Why
oh.
Show all my titties then?
Well, I mean, no. Let me, wait a minute.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you why I said that. Because you said that you was tired of looking like a white woman. So what I said was then go on and get it and then get your tan so you don't look like a white woman. That's what I said. I'm just helping. You said to me you were tired of looking like a white woman. So I said go on and let
I
you
am tired of looking like a white woman. I am. Now I'm tired of wearing these white ass legs. I'm tired of wearing these legs. I'm ready for my summer legs to come in, honey. Because these went to white. I'm sick of them. I got a whole tan on my face from walking in the morning. I ain't getting no goddamn tan on my legs because I got to wear long fucking leggings to walk in because it's so goddamn cold in the morning. So, yeah. But we're going to get back on topic here. Okay. So, I'm going to the Facebook page because we got some happy people. So Ron, you remember what we're talking about tonight?
Is he even still up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Look at you.
I said wrong. But as I eat these M&Ms, they have brownies in the middle of them. That's good. That's good. So, that's real good.
That do sound good.
I normally don't eat candy. But that was real good. But, okay, I'm trying to get back to the Facebook page. Which you can see it's a days in love and shit. Okay, so Gabrielle says, we both enjoy each other's company, and I know when I need space and when he needs space. That's good. They're out there loving on each other and shit. But it's about knowing your mate and knowing when to shut the fuck up and leave them alone and you go in your room and you shut the fuck up. And let's see. Mr. Claxton says, We celebrated our 20 years married during the pandemic. So, .. I said, so y'all feel like each other after 20 years? He said, we really do. We have separate TVs, and that helps us out. So, let me ask this. So, you in the house with your mate. Do you watch separate TVs? You watch your shows, he watches his show, or can y'all come together and just watch each other's shows together?
Well, we pick and choose. Like, we'll watch something that he want to see one night, and then we'll watch something I want to see one night. Or it might be something that we both kind of want to see, but usually, like, it just depends on what time we watch it, because I ain't a spring chicken no more, and I definitely be going to sleep like around 12, 1 sometimes. So I might have to watch it again after the next day or something like that. Like we do binge watching sometimes. Like we binge watch Ozark and Money Heist and stuff like that. So like we take turns. Or, like, if it's something that he want to see that I know I'm not going to sit through, like, if it's one of those ancient alien type situations, he like that show. I can't stand that show. I just kind of just go on and lay down in bed. I just go to bed.
Go to sleep.
Yeah. I just go in the room and grab a book or something. Yeah.
Did you just say that y'all been watch from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. and nothing after that because mama goes to sleep early? Is that what you just said?
Not what she said. That clearly you were not listening.
No. What I said was we'll binge watch something. So, the new season of Ozark came out not too long ago. Like, we kind of binge-watched that, but I missed some of the episodes because I had fell asleep, so I had to rewatch it the next day.
So did you see any episodes after 6:30 p.m.?
Yes. We didn't start watching TV till after 6:30.
Oh, so you were staying up late. Oh, okay. Because I know you're getting kind of old, so I'm just curious.
That's okay. And remember, I'm homeschooling the kids, so they definitely know TV before 4:30, 5 o'clock. Unless it's gym time, and then we're doing a YouTube video. Yeah.
All right. So when you say you're homeschooling the children, are you homeschooling them according to the curriculums that they had already, or do you have a homeschool curriculum?
I do a mixture. I do my own activities as long as it relates to whatever the subject is. So, if it's let's see, the boys are now doing, they're doing numbers. So, they're doing ones, tens, hundreds, thousands, so if it pertains to that, I'll do my own activity and just turn it in. I don't be paying attention to what specific, what page or what she want us to do. No, ma'am, I got too much to do, and these little people be driving me crazy. I ain't got time to be trying to find this one book on the internet that you want me to go to page 214. And no, how about this? I found this on education.com, and we're going to do this page, and then I'm going to turn it in. It's the same sheet. Thank you. Have a good day. It's all place value. It's all place value. It's all place value. That's it. It works.
I'm not mad
at
you. And if I was in that situation, I don't know what I would do. But a case could be made that you more fucking hard head than the children.
Oh Lord.
I'm saying you were given an instruction. You understood the instruction and you said fuck this instruction. I'm just saying.
Yes. But that's, but see, here's the thing though. That's a, it's, I've been consistent since they started school. So it's not, this ain't nothing new. That's why teachers don't say nothing to me. I wish you would say something to me about it. Ma'am.
You, Luke, you should know I've been like this. This ain't nothing new.
Okay. It's nothing new. Okay. You listen, when I get up in the morning, hey, I got to check everybody in, make sure they all in class. Hey, they here. Okay. You want to have your little Zoom meeting to talk about some nonsense and say hi to everybody 15 times. Y'all don't even talk about shit. They just say hi and they just wave at each other. Okay. We do that. After that, this, you want to talk about, you want to do language arts, you want to do science. Okay, we can do all that. But I'm not trolling the internet looking for some book that you want me to go to page 42 for, and I'm not doing that Common Core bullshit. You kiss my whole ass with that. Like I said before, 2 and 2 is 4, and it's still going to be 2 and 2 and 4. That's it. Stick. I'm not doing no, we got to carry the 1 and add 3, and then we take away, and then we divide to get the 4. No, 2 and 2 is 4. Okay, thank you.
Did you burp?
Lord have mercy.
Who? No.
That sounds like somebody just burping all in the bowl. Oh,
no.
Oh, God. She said she's not doing that shit the teacher told her to do.
No.
Not none of it.
You want to know why? Because I'm not a teacher. Okay? I'm not. And I mean, for the most part, I think they're doing pretty good. They understand the shit. So, I mean, hey, I must be doing something right. Okay? I'm doing something right.
You want my child to read that fucking page, get a cure for the corona, and teach them yourself.
That sounds like, yes. I feel like that, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Or what you could do is, if you really wanted them to, like, if you really wanted them to do page 12, okay, you have our information, okay? You take your happy ass right on Amazon.com, okay? You order this book, and then you send it as a gift in the mail. And we can do all the pages. We'll do all the pages you want us to do. Every last one of them. But until then, they're going to do this nice little ditto that I found. And that's just what it's going to be.
I'm with you. They go fuck around and make you make your own fucking problems up. If Pookie has $1 and his sister, Tata Kornisha, has $17.
What the fuck?
And Uncle Maurice has $123. What number is in the hundreds place for Uncle Maurice, and how much crack did he have to sell to get that?
God damn, Uncle on crack?
You
I'm
know
just
what?
Saying.
That's crack.
He said, I don't smoke crack, motherfucker. I sell it.
Motherfucker, I sell it.
I sell it. Yep. That's my part, too. That's my favorite part, that goddamn song. And I always say it out loud when I'm walking in the park.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Troublemaker down there.
Yeah.
Down in the Dixie home.
I
don't know why I'm talking shit like I ain't 1 state away from you, right?
Say what?
I said, I don't know why I'm talking shit like I ain't 1 state away from you.
What
these
mean?
Motherfuckers here. These motherfuckers here is just as backwards as the motherfuckers down there in your state.
That's because a lot of times what happens is them backwards ass motherfuckers migrate their asses here.
Oh Lord.
Now we got to deal with the dumb shit. No, they country from Virginia. They country and dumb. Dumb and country. You can't, you can't pick just one. But you got to pick which one you want to be. You either going to be dumb or you going to be country. I'm country. I know I'm country. I know it. For a fact, I'm country as hell. As hell. But ain't nothing about me that say dumb. Got to pick one. Got to pick one. That's like being fat and gay. You can't be fat and gay.
Oh, my God.
You got to pick one.
Wait. Excuse me, raising my hand. I got a question. Rich, what? But why you can't be fat and gay?
Because you got to pick a struggle. You got to pick a struggle.
Okay.
I pick mine.
Okay.
So you telling me, all right, wait, now I'm raising my hand. So you telling me all his life, Luther was in a battle. When he was fat Luther, he was gay Luther, but when he lost weight, he wasn't gay? Is that what you're trying to tell me? I'm confused as to what you're trying
to
tell me.
No. He lost the weight so he could be gay. Like, he could be gay Luther without the weight. But you can't be both of them at the same time because that's two struggles. You got to worry about somebody calling you gay and fat.
So when he was fat Luther... Come on.
I've been drinking.
So that's the same reason Freddie Jackson lost the weight, you were telling me.
Yep.
I got it.
Freddie came back.
I got it. Now I get it.
Oh, my goodness.
I totally get it now.
You got to pick a struggle. Make a struggle and stick with it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
No, that's
this
why.
Like
what's his
being,
name?
Okay.
What's his name? Ruben studied that motherfucker. He started losing weight. Then he was like, nope, I'm just going to stay fat and get pussy. He started to lose weight.
Because he was still sorry from 1994. What was it, 94, 04? Whatever, but he still was sorry. He was sorry.
God damn.
But he lost a little bit of weight.
94, the show didn't even exist. God
damn. I'm sorry. My bad.
Sorry in 94. Jesus.
So what he did was, he was like, listen, I'm sorry.
And you could tell I fucked with you. Sorry. Because I heard you say 94, and I said to myself, no, then that was OJ, and the Knicks lost in the finals in 94. That ain't the time, but I didn't say nothing. I let it ride. I was like,
But I fixed it. I said 94. I said, oh, no, wait, that's 04. My bad. I fixed it. I fixed it. It's okay. I fixed it.
You got it. You Gucci.
I fixed it. It's okay. It's okay.
I have another example.
Oh,
you can't be loud.
Did you say
Mr. Wine
talking? Oh, Jesus.
What? Come on. If you're sitting in a meeting, right, there's always a loud and wrong person, right? Always.
This is true.
In a meeting. You can't be loud and wrong at the same time. You
got
to pick a struggle. You're going to be loud? Be loud. Don't be loud and telling the wrong guy's answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to come behind you and say, that's not right. You're stupid. Stop talking
to
me.
But what fun is it being ignorant if I can't be loud and wrong? I mean, if I'm going to be ignorant,
no,
I might as well be loud and wrong.
No, you can't. You can't not in the meeting. No. No.
But you can't really embody ignorant, loud, and right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't really ignorant then. You ain't ignorant.
Somebody might still listen to you if you're loud and right. Somebody might to you. Like, oh, even though her delivery was trash, okay, she was right. So the struggle is the delivery and her being loud and trashy.
See, but no, but no.
Now,
but sometimes
you
got to be loud and wrong just to get that shit. Like, just sometimes you just got to bust your nut. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm wrong. I'm loud. Fuck it. Deal with it. I'm just saying, because today, like earlier today, just earlier today, I was not loud. Actually, I'm lying. It wasn't today. It was yesterday. I wasn't loud, and I wasn't wrong, and I still didn't get my desired effect. So I was like, I might as well have been a fucking dick. I might as well have been loud and wrong, because I was not loud, and I was right, and I still got shitted on.
No, you make your point and you be right. Don't you go and be ignorant and be loud and wrong. You were
so
still right, even though that person
so they
didn't see how right you were because they're ignorant.
It didn't make a difference, nigga. So, my shit got told. They said it got told because I didn't have my parking pass in there. I know my parking pass was in there because I left it there before I left. So what they do is they take a picture before they tow you. They took a picture, and I'm like, I already know what they did. He lifted up the back. The tag slid underneath, you know what I'm saying, the registration. And then he took the picture because I didn't leave it like that. Long story short, when I go to pay this $175 to get my fucking truck back, the dudes, I told him, I said, yo, my pass is in there on the dashboard. He said, well, if it's in there, I give you a discount. He see it in there, and they give me a $40 discount. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me, $40. But I'm like, all right, I'm not going to argue with him because the management company told me that they would be able to fight that fight if I got something back and proved it was it. So I go back to the management company, and this is where the fucking, you know what? I don't know about fat and gay, but what about short and gay? Can you be short and gay? Is that allowed?
No.
Because there was a little short fucking gay fucking little pussy boy that was getting on my nerves today.
Oh,
yeah. Yesterday. Yeah,
he can't be that, but here he is. Because he needs to pick his struggle. Either you're going to be short. Wait a minute, he was short, fat, and gay?
Well, he wasn't short, fat, and gay, but he was short, dumpy, and gay. Like, he was dumpy. He wasn't
no,
fat.
No, he's fat.
That's, you know what I'm
saying? He's fat. Fat is fat.
Like, he had, like, absolutely no definition. Like, if he was
number zero.
He looked very circular, yes. Yes.
He looked like the number zero. I know somebody else who looked like the number zero.
And it was more like, as opposed to the number zero, he looked more like a pancake that was like oblong. You know how you make them pancakes that ain't perfectly round, they more, you know what I'm saying, oval? He was like that is what he looked like.
Oh, he's shaped like an egg.
He was very Mr. Potato Headish. Just like a very, very soft
potato.
Right. He was very Mr. Potato Headish. Yes, there you go. Fucking fuckboy. And that's not because
so, no,
I hate gay people.
Be,
I just, no, it's him. It's just
he
him
can't be he can't be short, dumpy, and gay. He has to pick one. You can't be all three. You have to pick one. And the short is the only thing that you can write. You cannot change. Like, you can change the rest of that shit. Like, you ain't got to be dumpy. You ain't got to be shaped like the number zero or egg or an oval or anything else or a pear. You ain't got to be shaped like that. You.
Like a pear. He like a pear that's been in the bottom of your refrigerator for 3 weeks and he not good no more. So he masked off. That's what he was like. Yup. Just like that.
He said he was mad.
basically what you're saying is that he was shaped like a bag of milk.
Here we go again. Here we go. They got that bag of milk.
I'm just trying to understand. That's all I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to understand. So he's shaped like a bag of milk.
Basically.
Yeah. Like a bag of milk. See?
A bag of milk it is.
Okay.
I mean, even like he's shaped like a Tupperware full of milk. How about that?
A Tupperware. I'm done. I'm done.
Like, this shit is just walk.
We're going back to these happy ass people who are in love and shit. We are done talking about this dude. We're done. Count that nigga out. He is.
Yeah, full of shit. Got my nerves. Yeah.
Count that nigga.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Count him out. We're trying to count him out. Okay, wait a minute. Let's go back to the happy people. Oh, happy people. That's how I hate it when single people answer your fucking questions when you ain't talking to them. So, Thomas says, I'm single, but women are coming out the woodwork. I said, dude, I wasn't talking to you if you were single. That's what I said. Chris Nicole, also known as Crypto, she said, they breaking the fuck up. That's what she said. I ain't going to no, she ain't going to no detail. But she said they're breaking the fuck up. They don't sound so happy.
Nah, see, the question is, if we break the fuck up and we got chillings, I need to get that $500. I need that $500. You know what I'm saying? You got to let me get the chillings. I got to get them. If I can't get them, then we ain't breaking up. Fuck that. If I ain't getting the children and they fucking know what I'm saying, they Trump money, then we ain't breaking up. I need the children's Trump money. Is there something wrong with that?
No, nigga, you just.
If I can't get the children with the Trump money, then we staying together. Fuck it.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
You stupid. Or maybe I'm the stupid one. I don't know.
Wilhelmina says. Wait a minute. What is this opening up? Dear tablet, you're trash. Miss Wilhelmina says, we're good. He gets to watch me work from home, and I get to watch him work from home, and then we eat and talk and watch TV. I can't wait till we can go out and do something, dang it. And I told her, I said, you have to, it's time for her to celebrate her wedding anniversary. She said, I already told him we got something to do when this is over with and we feel safe outside. So some people are actually celebrating their wedding anniversaries while they are in this quarantine and stuff. So I'm glad for that because I like Taylor's friend. You know, some people out here getting divorced. Some people out here really are missing their side piece. And they like, I miss you. Like, I miss you a lot. And they don't, like, then the side people are like, well, what the fuck you miss me for? Ain't you home with your spouse? Like, what the fuck you missing me for? But that means that person really don't like their spouse.
Yeah, all right.
So, you ain't seen your side piece in about a month, maybe a month and a half, some places 2 months. You ain't seen your side piece. Do you trust him or her again? Or do you got to build that trust back up? Like, can you still go in your side piece raw, or do you have to start putting the condom back on with her? Like, how does that work?
Jesus. Oh, Lord, why was you doing that in the first place?
I'm just curious. I'm just like, do you got to start re-rubbering bitches?
No, nigga, who the fuck wasn't using that shit in the loud and wrong. Loud. Exactly what they did this
morning. I told you can't
loud
be ignorant.
And dead ass wrong. Loud and dead ass wrong. What in the world?
Oh, sure.
Wow. I have nothing for that.
Okay. I think that, first of all, from the get-go, you shouldn't have been doing that from the beginning. But I do think that you just gotta, I don't think you ever trust them again. I think you just, if that's the type of situation you got, you just go on and get you a new one. Like, you just, like, once the Rona go away, right, you just start all over again.
Okay, now hold on. Now let's... Dre, you still there with me?
Yep.
All right. And you can hold me down and back me up if you so choose. But ladies, if you can't fuck your side bitch raw, then who the fuck... Like, I'm not saying no random bitch, but if this is your side bitch... If this is your side, this is
know.
The bitch that is yours on the
I'm
side.
Not,
like,
I'm
this
not
is your.
Why is this a conversation? Why are we doing that?
Am I wrong, Drake? Dre, am I wrong?
You're loud and wrong.
My bad. I mean, she a side bitch. She done been through the thick and the thin. You know, she done had to wait till you know what I'm saying, came back from the hospital with your wife, with your girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, she done had to earn the raw foreskin.
What?
She earned it. All this dick.
Did you say raw foreskin? Is that what you said?
She earned it.
I can't, all right.
Oh shit. Dre, like, I ain't co-signing that shit, nigga.
He didn't. He smooth took a break. He said, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Oh, shit.
Yep, I hit mine, bro. I sure did.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why? How come? Why would you people do this?
Because
the water, her tubes are tied. That's not a reason. Just because her tubes are tied, that means that she just can't really have no baby. But she could be out here sharing her pussycat with everybody else and get some shit. The fuck? Just because she your side piece don't mean she's faithful to your ass. Nigga, you got a whole motherfucking wife and shit. Or a whole other girlfriend and shit. Why the fuck should she stay faithful to you? Stop dipping your sticks and shit that don't make sense.
It ain't got shit to do with her being faithful to you. She ain't got to keep the pussy to herself.
She giving
She giving that pussycat raw to everybody because she likes to how the shit feel.
Oh, well, see, now you feel like that. See, now that's just wrong. Now you're trying to make my penis itch. Don't say that. Don't do that. That's not nice.
Stop being stupid. Don't be loud and wrong. Don't be this dumb. You're smart. You are a smart fella.
You are smart. You are loyal.
Don't be this dumb. Don't be this dumb. Don't be it. Don't be this dumb. Okay? Okay. Don't be dumb. You ever be like to somebody like, you too handsome to be this dumb. Like, you can't be this dumb. You can't be no cute little dummy.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, that's gonna go together.
See? Loud and wrong, cute, dummy, fat and gay.
See, I would, that's the first one I'm going to disagree with you on.
Oh, Lord.
You got to be, no, for real, you got to be cute and dumb. You can't be, like.
No.
You can't be dumb and ugly.
No.
Like,
oh,
like,
Lord.
That definitely don't work if you're dumb. And are you dumb and ugly, nigga? No, that can't work.
But you can't be cute and dumb either.
You could be cute and dumb because you could get away with, you know what I'm saying, niggas, you know what I'm saying, mesmerized by that booty. You know what I'm saying? Niggas could be like, oh,
no,
shit.
No, I don't want you to be mesmerized by my booty. I want you to be mesmerized by my brain and my beauties and everything else. Not just because I got a big old butt.
Nigga, that's like saying I don't want to be a millionaire from selling oil. I want to be a millionaire from selling cars. Nigga, you are a fucking millionaire. It don't fucking matter how you got there. This nigga thought I want to be there. Nigga, why don't give a fuck about your brain, nigga? Have you seen when you push the girls up? Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I didn't hear all of that because my Bluetooth turned off. What did you say? What did he say? What did he say? What did little nigga say?
Said, he not worried about you being smart. He's like, but do you know what you look like when you push them girls up? That's what he said.
I said, ain't nobody worried about it. Ain't nobody learning about your fucking IQ, nigga. When you go and you know what I'm saying, do your little dance on the couch, nigga don't give a fuck about what your fucking dissertation looks like and whether you spelled everything properly. Nigga don't give a fuck. Oh, shit, look at Shorty. She cute on the ball. Oh, shit. I wonder what her SAT score was. Said no man ever. But I'm wrong. No doubt. Blame it on me.
Yep. Because you ain't right. You know right. You know right, friend. You know right.
I was like, real talk. Is that much easier to accept the business acumen and the brain of a woman like Oprah because she's not the easiest on the eyes. Whereas you have other people who may be just as smart and just as wise business-wise and look 10 times better and get no fucking attention. They don't give a fuck about the, you know what I'm saying? Come on. I'm sorry. Please continue. I'm sorry. I'm just wrong.
This nigga here.
I've been around all this estrogen today. I got both my daughters, so I've been around estrogen all day. You gotta excuse me. I'm venting.
I'm gonna drink my wine.
Okay.
And I can't drink because I'm on call. So at any given moment, I might be have to run to work. Mm. So I can't even drink my phone away.
Oh, Lord.
Mm. Oh, you can't drink or get high.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I don't think that's what, yeah, I don't think
whoa.
You meant that.
Whoa. Who the fuck are you to be talking for me? See, there you go. You're trying to be smart and fucking pretty. Nigga, this take cute. Nigga, you ain't got to be smart right now. Because you're wrong.
This nigga here. This negro here.
Mm-hmm. He said what he said. He said you're wrong.
That's okay. 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 All right, I'm wrong. So, how do you think you all would be surviving the Rona with the mate? Like, for me, with my mate is working out of town. So, we talk. We're not even talking, like, every day, like, but we talk. But I see that there's a breakdown in the communication because we're not being able to see each other or whatnot like we may have been if we were in the same place. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that it has broken down the communication just a little bit. Just a little bit. But not a whole lot. That wine is okay. Actually, I'm drinking the honeysuckle and peach wine. That's it.
All right, let me ask you a question.
No.
Oh, man.
Is this one of those things like that Corona is one of the things that like puts your relationship under a magnifying glass? Meaning, if it was gonna work, it shows it, and if it wasn't gonna work, it shows that also.
I don't know.
I don't know. I wonder because I was talking to some people who in a relationship and they're in a pretty good one. It's an unconventional relationship, but the shit is healthy. And I was like,
okay,
hmm.
Explain unconventional. You don't want to?
How can I explain this? No, I'm trying to explain it. You know what I'm saying? In the without sullying anybody's image. She seems to be the one that wears the pants in the relationship.
Okay.
But at the same time, she is very demure. She'll still, like, make his plate and roll his blunt for him. Know what I'm saying? And still do, even though she is the one that is in control, she still plays that feminine role to a degree also. The unconventional part is, which is how she shows she's in control, because she'll have niggas in her house at 3, 4 in the morning. Right, just niggas. like, what the fuck is going on?
Is this an open relationship?
So,
now, wait a minute.
No.
I'm confused. My shit ain't even like that. Wait a minute.
So, from what I
is
understand, it's not an open relationship. But she has, I have conversed with the young lady. And she is very open that it is her vagina to do with as she chooses. And she has done with it as she has chosen to. So I don't know that he knows that. But yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what I mean by unconventional.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but they seem to be doing pretty good, which that's why I was like, well, maybe they were just meant to be. Maybe they, you know, some puzzles just fit. Like maybe that just fits.
Yes. Right.
As crazy as it may seem to those of us who look from outside, it just fits sometimes. Mm-hmm. And who the fuck am I to say that if it fits is wrong?
Right. I mean, we get it. That's a cute Puma. I'm shoe shopping. Sorry.
Ma'am,
no, put it away.
I knew she was doing something. She was like, yeah.
Put it away. No. The answer is no. Put it down.
I was listening.
Put it down.
It's a good running shoe.
Nope.
Got my size?
Nope.
A good running shoe. Yo, I swear for God, motherfuckers done more money during this fucking coronavirus than a little bit.
I.e. me. Definitely me.
Nigga, I done bought everything from fucking food to furniture to fucking vehicles. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me.
This nigga done bought a car.
I was actually looking at furniture earlier.
Yeah. I was looking at a new mattress.
Oh, I need one of those.
Nigga went and bought a couch. Like, fuck it.
I really want to redo my furniture in my living room. I'm going to wait for that.
I mean, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. Yo, we just spending money like we fucking, you know what I'm saying? We just lose $87,000 in the fucking stock market.
Right. I don't know what's going on with us.
I don't know. And I ain't getting none of this fucking Trump money. I need some of that shit.
Oh.
I don't have nothing to say about that.
I need some of that shit. I need some.
I did order me some more masks, though. So don't judge that.
Well, where did you order yours from? Because is it the N95?
Girl,
in the inbox. All right, send that to me.
So where did you get yours from? And the ones that you purchased,
I've been trying to find them.
Did they happen to match those running shoes that you were looking at?
Actually, the new ones that I just ordered. I ordered a yellow one, I ordered a black one, I ordered a pink one with gray polka dots, and one is like this retro kind of design on it. So, and then the ones that I do have already, I have a black one with gray stripes on it, I have a red one, I have a navy blue with polka dots, and then I have the one with a design on it. So, see? They might shit this in my fucking closet.
I'm done.
Like, for the black, like, the red one, I can wear that when I'm on a flight. And the navy blue with the polka dots. And the black one. I can wear those when I'm on a flight. So, yeah, I had to make sure I had stuff to wear.
They would let y'all fly with, yo, I mean, that's like my airline stewardess having a motherfucking, what's that shit? A parachute on their back. That's not making me feel very safe, nigga.
I mean, y'all supposed to have on y'all too. Why you ain't got yours on?
How about nobody fly until we don't have to do this shit? How about that?
Well, some of us have to go to and fro place.
Nigga, drive.
Some places are not drivable. Some places are not drivable. I'm not driving anywhere over 8 hours. Fuck that. 8 hours.
Busable, nigga. Trainable.
No, right.
I'm fucking stage coachable. I don't fucking know. I don't know the answer, nigga. I don't know. I'm just saying, don't make me feel fucked.
He said stage coachable.
Not getting on the stage coach.
This is
not the Oregon goddamn trail.
I'm just saying, nigga.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I flew earlier this week.
I mean, and I got you, and I get it that the industry needs to, you know what I'm saying, restart, you know, and
they ain't restarting off music, but I ain't spending no money. I'm up a non-rail. So, but, I mean, here's the thing. So, a lot of times what they're doing is that the flights are not full. Once the flight reaches a certain number, they start moving you around to different flights. So, depending on the size of the plane, there may only be anywhere from 15 to 30 passengers. Everybody gets a row to themselves, and you're staggered. So, a lot of times it's about 15 people on a flight. And then there's no service. Like, you don't sit there. You know how you get snacks and shit on the flight? Ain't no service. You ain't getting no snacks and shit. Don't ask me for snacks and shit. We not having snacks and shit today. That's not what we say on the intercom, but we not having
snacks. Can I bring my own snacks?
Today we're not having snacks and shit. So you can bring your own snack that is purchased inside of the airport. You just cannot have alcohol that was not purchased on the plane. So you can, let's say the Chick-fil-A is open in the airport, right? You can go and get you a number one with the lemonade or a half and half with lemonade and tea. And you can sit and you can eat that shit on the plane. They're not going to make you throw it away. That's your snack and shit. That's your lunch. They're not going to do it.
Now, what if I got a little Hennessy inside my lemonade and y'all don't know it?
First of all, don't tell nobody. Yes, don't snitch on your goddamn self. Just don't tell nobody. But, you know, but if we recognize that you are slightly drunk, we have to say something. Sorry. Like, have you been drinking? So yeah. But other than that, you can bring all types of snacks. You can go to the little convenience store that's there in the mall. In the airport, get you some candy or whatever, get you some juice. You can go to Starbucks and get you a medicine ball so you don't be sitting there coughing and shit.
This is what I'm talking about. This is the bullshit I be talking about. See, y'all don't be catching this shit because I guess it ain't important to y'all, but this is important to me. So you tell the motherfuckers to get cakes and candy and shit. And you out here in enforcing the dietary habits for people to get diabetes. But when Dre want to talk about having raw sex with his side piece, you don't want to talk about that, though.
But
you know
Dre didn't say nothing about that. Dre did not say nothing about that. You brought that up.
Dre didn't start that conversation.
Dre did not start the conversation.
I didn't say start.
Your ass.
I just said the dream.
Your ass started that conversation. Because you out here guiding off to the left and the right. This nigga left on the floor.
She said the left and the right.
And you out here. Tripping.
Come on, Negro. Don't try to put this off on Dre. Dre ain't said but two words the whole goddamn time. You tried to put it off on Dre.
No, but he did say that, you know what I'm saying, his side chick, you know what I'm saying, got to, you know what I'm saying, the meat the right way.
I know
that's
what
the
he
right
said.
Way.
The wrong way. Just
the way God meant for it to be put in the woman.
Nothing. Oh, Lord. Next time he going to mess around, it's going to be cooked meat.
Oh, nobody don't want cooked meat, potted meat. Nobody don't want potted meat.
From
a bratwurst to a Vienna sausage. Ain't that some shit?
Listen. Don't be out here doing that shit. Okay? Now, I'm the first person to try to encourage you to do some ignorant ass shit. So I am not going to encourage you to do that shit right there. Now, I encourage you to get tied up, choked out a little bit. I encourage that shit. You know, make sure your life insurance is right. Make sure you got your beneficiary. Yeah.
Dre, am I really this fucking crazy, Dre, that these motherfuckers is okay in tying up and giving you diabetes, but I can't put my... Dre, am I wrong, Dre?
No, because... So we expect the wrong to come out at any moment, so.
What, nigga, are you turning on me?
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't think that answer matches what the fuck wrong we're talking about.
It's coming. If it don't come in the first quarter, it's coming in the second.
We're in the last quarter right now. We're in the last quarter. So we only got 6 minutes.
It's the second half.
I'm sorry for even bringing you into the. My bad. I apologize. I'm the wrong one. I'm stupid. I'm loud and I'm wrong. I'm gonna shut the fuck up. How about that?
Why are you saying that,
Ronald?
No, it's me. It's me.
How is it you? You haven't explained how it's you.
Nigga, 20 minutes ago, this nigga was like, yeah, I used to fuck my side bitch raw too. Now this nigga's like, yeah, son, I don't know if you're talking about you shouldn't do that. That's not good for you. Like, what? It's going to come out eventually, either the first quarter or the second quarter, even though it's damn near overtime, but we still talking about the second quarter. It's my fault. I'm the fucking bad guy. I apologize.
No. Even after a long period of time of being away from your side piece, you would still do it again because knowing that she's out here standing in the center of the lane and she can go left, right, straight, backwards, and forwards. You still gonna do
that? That was my question. Like, do you have to re-rubber? Know what I'm saying? Like
I
do she have to earn that right again?
She shouldn't have not before.
But my thing is, why our five pieces got to be the one chain? Why y'all five piece chain?
Oh, I don't. If I had a five piece, I don't trust that motherfucker.
Oh, you see how they just threw our five pieces up under the bus? I got five pieces straight home.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why am I going to trust that shit? I know you got some fucking meat. Like, to be honest, if you're in that situation and you know that person's need for some shit, I know you out here scurrying around and doing some shit. We don't have to go back to whatever. I'm just saying. You out here looking at squirrel ass, possum ass,
squirrel ass.
I'm just saying, like, because some of these bitches be looking like squirrels.
Oh, okay.
And those the ones that get the condoms.
Okay.
I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? My bad. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Yeah, you
did. Didn't I say I was going to shut up? I'm going to shut up again.
Mm-hmm.
You said it out loud. Ooh.
At least I ain't drinking.
Because that make it better. Because that make it better.
It will make it worse. You can't be getting no worse than what it is. Jesus Christ. Get out here. You're just out here doing whatever.
I'm saying you can listen. Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Don't get you started on what? You already started. You started it.
You calling Jesus Christ. Don't be calling Jesus Christ. That little 5'5 little nigga can't do nothing.
Oh, man. Be back on this again.
You know what I'm talking about? I told you I can't
wait on my feet. Why did you bring that up?
Jesus is a fixer.
Oh shit! A little 4'17" ass.
First of all, there's no such thing as 4'17".
Oh shit! I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm starting up again. Both of y'all, for real? Both of y'all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you know better. You know better.
Yep.
You got to just
obviously, I don't. I don't know how long
you
think
you old
realize,
enough.
But I really don't know.
But the thing is, you old enough to know better. Let me say it like
there
that.
There
you
go.
You old enough to know better. Your ass don't know no better.
Oh, man.
That's why, that's exactly, nope, I ain't gonna say it. That's why you got babies in your old age.
Oh my God.
Because you,
you know what?
You know what? What was it?
I really don't have nothing to say at this point in the game. I'm going to shut up again. I should have been shutting up a long time ago, but you just checkmated me, so I'm really going to shut up now.
Because you just out here, bucking down, wide open.
Oh, man.
What you got to say for yourself?
The baby's actually downstairs in my truck, and the baby's actually upstairs with her sister, and they're texting me like they both want me to come back up, and I really don't want to go back upstairs. I really want to just drive like far away. But yeah, I have nothing to say. How about that? I have not one more fucking thing to say. I'm done.
I'm done. I'm done with you. I don't know what to say to you today. Sometimes I just don't know. Don't know who I'm going to get when I'm coming into this talk.
No idea.
No idea.
Just know that more than likely he's going to be loud and he's going to be wrong.
Right. Clearly, it's going to be loud and wrong around here. Next time, I need you to pick which one you're going to be.
I can't be both.
You can't be both. Can't be both. Can't be both. Can't be both. So you may, by next week, I want you to pick one. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Make sure I will.
All right.
And make sure that, but, okay, now you got to be specific. Okay, as long as you pick one, that person has to show up for the show. So don't pick one Monday through Thursday, and then on Friday you be something else. You got to be that same one when you pull up to the show on Friday.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
You making me almost have to pick wrong and be very unloud because you trying to say I don't have the fucking ability. You know what? Say no more. I already know which one I'm going to choose and you see which one it is now. Let's fucking go. I'm just going to be wrong. I'm not going to be loud.
Okay.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah.
What the fuck you calling that little nigga for?
Oh, no.
You keep talking about Jesus this way. You don't wake up with a weenie. You don't wake up with a weenie. Keep talking about Jesus.
Did you say he gonna wake up with a weenie?
Yep.
A weenie. All right. It's time to go. It's time to go. It is time to go. It's time. It's time.
Shaped like a bag of milk.
Oh, man. She said you're going to wake up looking like a bag of milk. Okay. It is officially, it's time to go.
Yes. Time to go. Cue the white woman.
How y'all gonna tell me it's cute? Where was it? So you bothering you people? Okay. Well, next week we'll be here. I don't know what we're gonna be doing.
I won't be loud at all.
What? So this thing's gonna be wrong as hell.
As a motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Where the fuck is the white woman at?
We about to.
He said, where the fuck is the white woman?
She's sitting in the center lane waiting the guy left or right. How about
man.
That?
All right.
Oh.
And I'm still going to fuck my side bitch with no condom on. How about that?
Oh, man.
Oh. This nigga's gonna die. He's gonna have a weenie.
Oh, my God.
He's gonna have a weenie. He's gonna be out here in the world. He's out. But okay, we're curing the white woman. We'll see each other next week. Same time, same place. Maybe Medusa won't have that frog and stuff in her throat still. We don't know. She ain't paying her medical bill. So.
Yes.
And then
we want to talk about that.
Yeah,
week.
So we have problems. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see each other. Y'all be good.
have to safe sex and shit and social distancing and all that jazz. So good night.
Good night.